And now it's time to get an earful with KZMU's extended newscast. A proposed parking structure in central Moab met resistance from residents, business owners, and some city council members Tuesday night. The parking garage is planned to replace the city's existing surface lot bounded by Center Street and 100 North. The Moab Sun News reports that this recent resistance was characterized by some questions about actual community benefits, with some saying there's little need for the project at all. We spoke with two people who could provide some context to this issue.
I'm Maggie McGuire. I'm the managing editor at the Moab Sun News.
And I'm Rachel Fixon. I'm a staff writer at the Moab Sun News.
The Sun covers city and county council news each week. Maggie and Rachel say often when a project or issue sparks some controversy, there are complicated emotions at play. So today on Earful, we get a more detailed look on Moab City's plans for a parking structure.
Every week we do coverage of the city and county council, and those actually happen really close to when we go to press.
Yeah.
So it's always kind of like an important piece of coverage, but it's often the last thing that we do. And so we're never really sure when it's going to be, you know, pretty standard and boring or like, you know, like this past city council meeting, unexpectedly dramatic.
Well, that's a good way to put it. Like, you never know what you're going to get. And this is surprising that, you know, people came out in force.
Absolutely. I think there have been like rumblings about, you know, maybe people aren't so into it. Mm-hmm. You know, Rachel, I think that you've said that you've heard from a couple of business owners, like a little ambivalence.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a little bit of questioning whether it's necessary or whether it's the best solution to the parking problem that we have, or if we even have a parking problem.
So you observed this portion of the meeting. What was going on?
There were a lot of folks that brought a lot of numbers. They brought a lot of data. They had done research on parking studies, you know, aside from Moab's study, and brought those numbers in, had run their own calculations, and a lot of those people were folks that identified themselves as downtown business owners.
And what were they saying, you know, largely? What were most of the people saying about the parking structure plan?
There was some comments on both sides. I would say most people, most of the talking was against continuing with the parking structure, and they were repeatedly citing a study that the city commissioned, which showed that the city's lot where they're planning to build the structure is utilized at about 40% of its capacity. And they're citing traffic experts in saying that that doesn't show a need for centralized parking like that. There are business owners that want to see more dispersed parking, or they want to see dispersed parking used more efficiently.
I mean, I think that traffic study is really fascinating just because it's a really well done study. You can look at it online, and it makes a number of different observations about the way that sort of Main Street and downtown traffic and parking is utilized right now, and even with some projections into the future. And at the end of it, its conclusions, it has about a dozen different recommendations for different things that the city and UDOT could do to tackle any sort of traffic problem, or at least use the spaces more efficiently.
Yeah.
One of those is a parking garage, but it seems like the people who showed up at this meeting and other critics, including some city council members, have pointed to the fact that basically none of the other recommendations have been moved on. And these are fairly inexpensive recommendations, you know, putting up better signage, having, you know, lane marks, you know, to show where people are supposed to park. But this 10 million plus project is the only one that's sort of seeming to get traction.
Right.
I think that surprises a lot of people. People really do have their eyes on the bottom line in terms of like large scale expensive projects like this.
And it's important to note, to remind listeners, that it is not a Moab City funded project. It's funded by UDOT, or a pile of money that came to UDOT from the state for hotspot funding. But there are costs because the city does have to do some administrative work when it comes to parking structure.
Administrative work. Also, they'll be responsible for the maintenance of the structure long term.
Right.
But that I'm happy that you point that out, just because that's actually one of the main points that goes back and forth between people who are seemingly in support of continuing with this particular project and mm-hmm. people that are really trying to mash that brake pad straight down.
Sure.
Is this question of how much can this project change before that, you know, $10 million pool of money just goes away? And there seems to be some question marks about that on the city council. Mike mm-hmm. Duncan, who actually put this agenda item on for council, was in favor of basically like calling this off
wow.
and starting again, essentially. Mm-hmm. But even he repeatedly asked staff, like, how do we even do that? And what are the ramifications of that? Where does this money go? How far can we, how many changes can we make to this project before, you know, mm-hmm. It has to go back to the Department of Transportation?
Sure.
There's some like procedural things going on,
right.
But there's also just some hurt feelings and some worries about where the city is going socially and like culturally. Is this yeah. a small rural town, or is this, as one business owner who showed up in support of the parking structure said, you know, that he loved it as a small rural town, but he was of the opinion that those days were just gone mm-hmm. and that this is now a destination and decisions were being made with that in mind.
Mm.
And that's that's an interesting kind of, like I say, a cultural shift.
You know, you guys have observed this rumbling about the parking structure for a little while. Why do you think it's coming to a head right now? Because the parking structure has been in front of the public for, you know, a while, but now we're seeing kind of the visual backlash to, you know, this plan.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure when that parking study came out, but I believe the study was done after
mm-hmm.
the money was earmarked for the parking structure.
Yeah, because it's detailed in the study.
Yeah, so, I mean, that makes sense that, you know, people thought it was a good idea, and then this study kind of made people question that assumption. Yeah.
So the city had commissioned this sort of review of how people are using parking, primarily in the downtown kind of Main Street area of
right.
Moab.
Okay.
They used drones over the course of not quite high season, but May, that looked at how many parking spaces were being used on an hourly basis over the course of a few days, I feel like.
Okay.
And then sort of presented those conclusions about how much parking is being used in sort of high traffic areas. How hard is it to find a parking spot? And they did find some problems. I think everyone realizes there's a lack of parking for large vehicles,
right.
trailers.
People bringing their, you know, mm-hmm. ATVs or
RVs, yeah. like large mm-hmm. RVs.
Sure.
So that was definitely a problem that mm-hmm. they remarked upon. But a lot of people in this context point to the conclusion that it made, that the study made, where the existing free parking around Main Street was underutilized.
Mm.
And that includes a large city-owned parking lot that's right off, like, kind of the center and main
right.
area, which, you know, I haven't lived here that long, but I had no idea that that was a city-owned parking lot.
I know. I've only used it one time.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the study made a bunch of recommendations that, you know, included obviously better signage for that lot and for other dispersed parking areas, perhaps instituting time limits in very high traffic areas on Main mm-hmm. Street, and also acknowledge, like, that there could be a parking structure built on that property.
Okay.
That study is being used sort of as a double-edged sword by both sides of this argument, saying that, you know, obviously this study acknowledges that a parking structure could help, but also the study did conclude that existing parking is already pretty sufficient.
Sure.
And if anything, you know, could be improved just with like fairly inexpensive additions. So the study is really interesting because, mm-hmm. you know, we all, I think in this day and age, like to think that like data solves problems, but it's
right.
a good example of how like data can be used on either side,
right.
you know? One of the contentious things, though, that happened at this meeting, and I find really fascinating because it's not something that we get to cover in the paper that often, mm-hmm. was that a lot of the business owners who showed up and spoke during the Citizens to be Heard section of the meeting were clearly very uncomfortable with how the project had developed And were pretty explicit in saying that they thought that this, you know, fairly large-scale project was going to benefit one or two property owners in a fairly lopsided way. You know, these aren't things that usually get thrown around at city council meetings. It's a little exciting.
So it became a little bit accusatory during the meeting.
I would say so. Michael Liss, who is often in attendance at council meetings, he's a resident who's super outspoken on transportation issues and heads a county-sponsored council to kind of take a look at all of those issues. He also sent a letter of complaint to UDOT, all but alleging ethical violations in the process of planning this parking structure. So this particular issue doesn't show any signs of like slowing or becoming less contentious. Like I say, it's always really interesting because there's a million different issues that are happening in and around Moab. So it's always weird when one like kind of comes to a boil when you weren't looking at it.
No, that's how I feel with this issue. That's definitely how I feel. You know, I remember when the hotspot funding became available and there was, you know, elected officials, stakeholder groups kind of talking about, well, what could we use this money for? And this seemed like a good idea to the people involved. I know not all of the stakeholders were in favor of the parking structure. Curtis Wells, the county council member, you know, wanted to explore a bypass, but that wasn't ready, you know, as funding ready as perhaps a parking structure would be. So I think there was an impetus on city and county elected officials to like say, hey, we're in an economy that's impacted by tourism. Let's figure out a project.
Absolutely. You know? And some of the council members were clearly really that's part of what they were uncomfortable about was this attitude of like, well, we have this money. We have to use it or lose it. And there seems to be some level of discomfort or a perception that this was sort of a run to a project. Just because it was there. You know, Karen Guzman Newton, the city council member, was clearly very uncomfortable with this. She's been involved in the planning process. And she made the fairly, I would say, heavy observation where she's like, you know, at these meetings, I've attended to talk about budgeting and the rationale behind this project. And her feeling was, is that from the first meeting that she attended, the conversation was largely about aesthetics. You know, do you like pink brick or do you like gray brick? When, you know, she was clearly very uncomfortable because she was trying to move that conversation to talk about foundational issues. So I think it's really interesting. And I think, honestly, you know, you ask, like, why is this coming to a boil right now? You know, a few weeks ago, we did a piece on the 191 widening, which is another UDOT project. It's probably important to because we've definitely noticed that there's maybe a lack of full awareness that, you know, Main Street is Highway 191. So while, you know, we like it to be like a homey, small town,
it's Main Street.
It's a highway. And so the choices about how Main Street develops and is used is exclusively in the purview of UDOT, the Utah Department of Transportation. They want to get everyone's buy-in, but ultimately the decision on Main Street-related issues does fall on them.
You know, what happens next when it comes to this parking structure?
So this city council meeting, you know, clearly this was an attempt to kind of stall this project in its tracks. That didn't exactly happen. And instead, what the city council decided to do was slow their roll a little bit, invite UDOT officials to a workshop meeting so that they could dig into the kind of long list of questions and complaints about this project at a single workshop meeting. And that's scheduled for Tuesday, February the 18th. The Moab Sun, we're working on really developing this story and digging a little bit deeper into not only the parking structure, but other UDOT projects, because we've really heard from our readers that there's a little bit of confusion, and by a little, I mean a lot, on a few different projects, timelines. So, you know, we're really working to reach out to local business owners who've been involved in this project for years, to UDOT and to the city and county officials, just to be able to give our readers a better idea of how this project came to be and what are its potential impacts on the community.
That's Maggie McGuire and Rachel Fixen from the Moab Sun News. Find links to their recent piece on the parking structure issue, as well as last year's parking study, on our website or podcast. As always, thanks for tuning in and supporting community-powered radio.